the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that is so complex that not even we know what it's about. No, that's not true, of course. Or is it? No. What? Where am I? Can I start over? What's cooking? Joel Kassam is my name. I don't know if that's going to work. I don't think it should work. What's cooking? Joel Kassam is my name, and I am what you would call one of the hosts of this show. Two of the other hosts are about to be mentioned, beginning with a woman who managed to release a fish from a whale net. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm out of breath from that one. It was a massive feat, that dive into the bottom to get that whale.
Whew. No. You got a fish out of a whale net. Much different.
I got a fish out of a whale net. That's right. I'm just disorientated. I've lost all the oxygen to my brain.
That's okay. Bloody, what do they call that? The bends. Also joining us is a man who fended off a would-be robber with his bass last week. It's Mick Rad.
My bass is broken. I opened it up the other day and played it, and then one of the knobs fell off. I was so sad.
That is
it wasn't because I hit a robber or anything. It was just because I left it in the case for too long, like with the strings really tight. So then I took it out and it was all weak and it was corroded. And yeah.
What's your tuning, Mick?
So you're a true musician then, just letting your bass just rot.
Oh, it's been bad. I haven't played for ages. What's my tuning? What do you mean tuning?
Like
normal four-string EADG bass tuning. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I used to have a five-string bass, but that's another story.
We can hear it.
Yes.
For a different show.
It's not that exciting. This is a cooking show after all.
B string on top. I love a five string bass.
Yeah. I get it a lot.
I don't even know what that means.
So a bass guitar has four strings normally, just your standard.
We're going there.
Bass guitar, four strings. If you want to get a bit heavier, you can put another string on top, a fifth string.
And you're listening to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. How are you guys?
All right. You know what's good though? Footy's back and I'm very excited. It makes life almost worth living again.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Oh. Well, when music's back as well, then yeah, it will be worth living. But okay. We're sort of halfway there. Yeah, footy's
yes.
Back. Sorry for you, Mick.
Thank you, Gabby. I've just been waiting for someone to say that. Oh my god.
We are, of course, as we have been doing through this whole pandemic, recording on a Thursday night, so a night earlier than this show goes to air. So the football hasn't actually started for us yet.
I'm making a big call right now, and I know I'm early, but Parramatta win 40-12. What a win.
40-12. I agree. The Rabbitohs will win.
Okay.
Who are the rabbits playing?
The Seaweeds.
Yep, that's right. Sydney Seaweeds.
Seaweeds. That's actually not a bad name.
Is it?
There is a lot of seaweed in the harbour. Where do they represent the Sydney Harbour? Sydney Harbour Seaweeds. Is that what we're going to call them?
Oh, that's quite good.
Where's the home ground?
I love alliteration.
Floating stadium. They put a floating stadium out on like out just past sort of
on a seaweed island.
Botany, maybe.
Okay. And I'm just going to close off the bridge for 80 minutes.
And their mascot is SpongeBob.
Oh yes, okay, I see.
Wear pants.
Okay.
Reaching different audiences. Not bad.
Oh, okay, so as I was saying, we don't know the score of tonight's game. We don't even know what's happened in the first game. There may have been a massive outbreak and there are no more games. We don't know yet. But we're assuming everything went fine last night, tonight for us. And we will continue to talk about NRL because it is a big week for NRL. But before we get there,
What's just a sigh for us, Abby? That's sigh.
Before we get there, Gab, how are you?
I've just been
That's
loving.
Enough. All right, NRL. I'm joking.
I've been loving this isolation and doing this show because we have had such a great time not talking about sport, which is just fantastic. There are so many different amazing things to talk about, and we've somehow pulled it off very well in my mind. So now that's like, I mean, there's definitely a layering of anxieties coming back now that restrictions are easing. I'm getting more socially anxious, but now that more sport's coming back, I'm like, ah, shit, I'm on a sports show. We've got to talk sport and I know nothing. But I'm also very excited for, you know, the general public and, you know, yourself and Mick, but I don't know. Not that excited. I'm enjoying, I'm up at my parents' place working from home, and, my parents haven't quite got the concept of like what working from home means. And it's like, you literally are working the normal hours, and I'm sitting at my desk and my dad comes up to me. He's like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm working, Dad. Like I told you that, like I'm working. Oh, well, when's your break? I don't know. Like, I don't know when. Oh, because I just thought we could watch Bend It Like Beckham together because it's on the telly now.
What, live TV? Like, what is this?
Yeah. I was like, no, Dad. Like, it's Tuesday and I have work to do. Like, he's like, oh, okay. Well, maybe you can finish early. And I was like, I'll let you know. And he's just standing opposite me, just staring at me for hours. He's like, let's play. And I'm like, okay, well, this is not going to work, obviously.
Yeah, the tribulations of working from home, I can't focus working from home. I have, you know, too many distractions. Yeah. I feel like I don't want to look at my emails. I feel like I'm a fraud, like being at home and working, because I'm looking at emails, but it's like, I'm not really working because I'm not really at work. But I'll look at these emails and make it look like I'm doing something. So then I just have a really, really long lunch and watch Bend It Like Beckham.
Great film.
I'll go hang out with you, Dad.
As I'm doing this show right now. Yeah, he's an activities man, which is great. But as I'm doing this show right now, you can't see or hear, obviously, but I have a Kelpie and she's tapping my foot every 5 seconds for me to throw her the ball. So this is my working day from, you know, during the day, 9 to 5. And then also, you know, now, which is the evening, she's just staring at me and tapping my foot to throw the ball. She's not exhausted yet. So, yeah, she's so confused about me being here during like working from home. She's like, what is going on?
Oh,
no, I'm not going to throw you the ball.
There's pets everywhere that are getting used to their people, their family being home. So as soon as they have to go back to the office again, they're just going to be like whining and sad.
Yeah. I also think there's an element of pets having quite bad anxiety with their owners being home all the time. They're just like, okay, give me a break. I need to sleep. Enough with the walks.
I looked forward to my quiet days at home with you at work. God.
For sure. I reckon my dog just sleeps on our bed all day and just like, all right.
Gabby, you said before that you are now feeling quite anxious, and I'm sure a lot of people are, about going out again. And there's a new word for that, right? Because we spoke about FOMO a couple of weeks ago and how much we hated missing out on things. But now it's FOGO. Have you heard this one? Fear of going out.
Oh, no.
Mm.
No, I haven't.
What's it called?
Wow,
when
that's
you don't
a
like
one.
To leave your house? What's that? People who are like, don't like outdoors?
Agrophobic sometimes?
Yeah.
Agrophobic is...
Good for them.
Yeah, is one. Yeah. I mean, I don't have so much of a fear of going out too much. Like, I definitely feel a bit anxious about like going back to crowded spaces, going back to the office, like just a little bit like the anxiety of like maybe getting sick and then passing it on or whatever. But I have this feeling, I don't know if you can hear my dog, but she's growling at me right now. But I have this feeling of like the opposite of like, I don't want things to go back to normal because I don't want to have FOMO anymore. Like I don't have that feeling of fear of missing out only comes when lots of people are doing all these things that you can't always do.
Yeah.
And I think that FOMO is something I've really loved not having in isolation. I don't have to deal with that anymore. So,
you know what though, the converse of that is
there's a lot of people that probably have that element.
Yeah. Instead of FOMO though, we're getting fear. We're missing out on everything. Like, we're not getting to experience anything at all. So we're missing out on life by being stuck at home. I think, yeah, I get what you mean. Like, FOMO, I get that all the time. Like, there's gigs on here, there's gigs on here. I can never decide what to do because I want to do everything.
You got Casey Donovan on one night.
Yeah. Oh, you're bringing up my drive-in gig last week. Oh, I was on BBC World Service. Thank you very
you
much.
You were. Did you mention the show? You didn't.
I didn't. How was I going to bring up?
Just pop it in.
A little sports show that I do on a community radio station.
You could have, because she said, oh, Mick, that sounds so interesting. And I've heard that you also were using your radio dial to tune in to the music that was playing live. And you could have gone, oh, yeah, well, I normally have it tuned into 107.3 because I listen to Across the Park. But yes, today I was tuning in to listen to Casey Donovan. She would have gone, oh, tell us more, Mick, about Across the Park. That sounds so interesting.
Accent. That's a great accent, Gab. Well done.
Now do an English one.
FOMO is a real thing, but I'm looking forward to having FOMO again, to be honest. I can't wait. Joel,
we've done some acronyms.
How
yes.
are you, Joel?
I'm good.
How are you, have you Joel? Got FOGO and FOMO?
I just have them constantly. As soon as I step outside, I got FOGO, and once I'm back inside, I got FOMO.
Oh my god, that sounds awful.
You've got FOGOMO, man.
I got FOGO. It's fear of everything.
Fear of everything. FOGO. Oh, well done. It's a new acronym you've just made up.
You're welcome. Like okay. It. Now, Gab, before we, again, get into NRL, because we will very soon, you posted a video of your dad today/yesterday on Instagram catching one hell of a wave. Like monster surf.
Yeah, well, because it's been huge surf. I've been told the best in 10 years, mate. Like, best in 10 years. We've had the best waves in 10 years. And I didn't believe it until I actually have been witnessing it. It's been massive, like 12-foot sets, just like beautiful conditions as well. So that's the thing that's like really rare. I think that's the 10-year sort of pinnacle there, is it's like offshore, which I don't know if you guys all know, but that means like a westerly. So it's like not rough. It's like clean, beautiful swell, but perfect little barrels. Too big for me, way too big. It's too scary. Yeah. But my dad's been charging, hitting them. So I've just been filming him just dropping in, hitting the lip, getting down and hitting the whack, and getting in the green room, as he says. It's such a fun spectator sport because you just watch people get, you know, I watch them get smashed. You're watching people just get absolutely annihilated. It's such a weird sport, surfing. Like, it is actually so dangerous.
Is it a good spectator sport, though? I always think surfing, you know, you're so far away, you're on the beach, you're trying to look at people on the waves. Like, they're small little dots. How do you see what they're doing?
Depends where you are. And also, you can get good little lookout spots. Like,
do you take binoculars?
Where I'm at here is... Nah, they're right there. Like, you can go to the point where I go and sit there and they're like, you know, a couple of feet away. Oh, dude, okay. You fit in so well down at the beach.
Yeah, okay. I guess I've never done surfing as a spectator sport, but wouldn't mind.
Have you ever surfed?
No, I wish. I want to learn how to surf. I would love to learn. How do I learn? Teach me. Teach me your ways.
It's bloody hard. You just get my dad. He's a fantastic surf instructor. He's actually really, really good. He's great. He's got a lot of patience and, like, you know, he knows a lot. Whereas, like, I'll teach my girlfriend and it ends up in the worst fights you've ever seen. And then she'll go off my dad and he'll be fantastic and they'll have a great time. And I'm just like, God damn it. He's taught a lot of English backpackers in his time. He's pretty good. I think you need patience. But there's so many elements of surfing. It's like you need to have like coordination, strength, confidence in the water.
No.
Like know why a wave breaks there. I think the key thing is understanding why a wave breaks where it breaks. Then you're in a good position.
Isn't it just because of rocks or like the sand, like hill is higher and so it breaks where the land comes up? Isn't that why it breaks?
Yeah, but every time you surf, it's breaking in a different location or spot. It's always there. There's so many variables.
Tides and shit. Oh, it's so confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. And sharks. Huge shark out 2 days ago where we were surfing. It
oh,
was
really? What sort of shark?
Everyone said they thought it was a great white. Yeah, because there's just so much life in the water, like heaps of mullet, dolphins, those diving birds. It's just like thriving because I guess.
Amazing.
I don't know. I don't know why. Time and
nature's
whales
coming
whales
back.
And
nature's coming
but
back.
But I
to
have
the world.
This terrible anxiety. Dad takes me out and I'm just like, I'm about, like, it's so scary out there. I can't relax and I can't enjoy the surf. It's just too much. There's just like sharks everywhere in my mind and I'm about to go, you know.
Yeah, right. Well,
great sport.
Good.
There you go. Before we move on to more sport, we should mention that it is National Reconciliation Week this week.
It is.
Very important.
And this year's theme is In This Together.
Which was decided a long time ago, by the way, like last year, before they knew this whole thing was happening.
Yeah, which is just so weird and great. It's such a theme that's like resonating so well during a crisis and also during this reflection on how we can reconcile our you know communities together and be supportive and share and support and celebrate Indigenous communities. And I think that it's even more highlighted through that. And it's hard because we can't all be physically together and have all these great events and celebrate, but Reconciliation Australia are doing some really cool online events and virtual events that you can check out on their website, which I, you know, highly recommend. Another way is doing an acknowledgement to country. So, you know, I'm currently on the Dungardi land of the people who are up here, which is up near Kempsey Crescent Head. And you boys, I would imagine, on the Eora Nation, the Gadigal people. And having a look at those, at that map, and really understanding communities and cultures and identities is like such a great way to kind of, you know, build on the knowledge and depth of communities. It's a really important time, I think.
Nice. I think you're right. And this is a really good week to learn about these things. I only just learned the other day, and I mentioned on my show the other day that Reconciliation Week is actually marking two dates. So the first date is the date of the 1967 referendum that acknowledged Aboriginal people. And then the end of the week is actually the Mabo decision. And that's the anniversary of that date. So it's always on the same dates every year, depending on, you know, it doesn't change like the Mondays, Saturdays. It's always on those same dates. But it's really nice like to commemorate these really big moments in the history of Australia. But, you know, it's a good time to think about all the contributions that Aboriginal people have made, especially in sport.
Well done.
Especially
thank you. 100%. Great segue. Okay. The NRL is back. Like I said before, we are a day early, so we don't know last night's results. Parramatta have probably beaten Brisbane. What did you say? 40 to 12.
Oh, really? Wait. Really? Is that the vibe?
I would.
Well, yeah. Do you know that last time Parramatta played Brisbane was the elimination final last year? We beat them 58-0. We're talking 9 months ago, 8 months ago. So
it's all been forgotten now.
We're going to thrash them. We did thrash them. Like last
night. Fucking crazy. Tonight's games, if you're listening live, sees the Cowboys take on the Titans and the Roosters take on South. I just wanted to mention the poor Titans, though. Today, so this Friday, marks 356 days since they last won a game.
Is it really? Holy
yes.
Crap, I didn't realise that.
10 days off a year. Since 1998, only Manly and South have had longer spells between wins. The former reflects the time when Manly merged with North, and the latter is when South weren't even in the competition. So there you go. No team has had that sort of massive loss.
It's a big thing to lose that many games in a row. I don't think they're going to win this week either.
No, they won't beat the Cowboys. But, I mean, the pandemic doesn't help the fact that, you know, they could have played weeks and weeks and weeks ago and won a game. And
you know what I mean? Of course. Yeah.
And also there's time, the off-season, all that doesn't help. It's not like they didn't win a full year. It's just that all those days add up. Poor Titans. Yes, so the last time they won was 6-4 against Brisbane in
June. That's not even a good win. That's a shit win.
Last year.
Doesn't even count. Brisbane.
There you go.
Another big game, the Rabbitohs, your Rabbitohs, Gabby, they're playing the Roosters. Big, huge rivalry between those two teams.
Wait, when?
Tonight.
Tonight.
Wait, so there's two different games playing? I'm so confused.
Yes, oh my God. On Friday night. On Friday night. So the first one is 6 till 8, Mick, help. And then 8.
That's right. Cowboys Titans are 6, and then at 8 o'clock you've got Roosters Rabbitohs.
There you go. Thank you so much.
On Friday.
So
Yeah. They're playing it today. It's when this show is going to
right
air.
Right now. So right now, the Titans-Cowboys game would sort of be wrapping up. Yeah, it'd be pretty close.
We know if the Titans are going to break their duck or not. But in it's very soon, the Roosters and Rabbitohs will play out at Bankwest Stadium to an empty stadium. But it's a
an
big game.
An empty stadium.
Yeah.
Joel, I assume that you're going to be watching it at home alone. And then, Mick, what will you be doing?
I can't get into pubs yet, like, because they're not letting enough people in. So I think on the 1st of June, they're letting in like 50 people to bigger pubs. So I can maybe go to the pub and watch it. Otherwise, I'm just going to watch it at home, right? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Right. Watching it at home.
You could also get cardboard cutouts just to have some mates there with you if you wanted Joel. That could be quite good. So like kind of like at the game tonight, they'll have some cutouts. You could also have cutouts. I was like,
okay, friends okay. Watching the Where would I get a cutout from?
Or you could just use your sex doll.
Like, yeah, well, that was that, the other thing, right? We spoke about that last week. In South Korea, they use sex dolls in the crowd. And they're obviously not doing anything now, so.
Great success.
Great success.
There is a thing, though, where some clubs are offering for players to pay money to have their avatar or their person projected and printed and put into stadiums.
For players or fans?
Sorry, fans.
What?
Yeah.
I think players would be better. Imagine like staring at 50 of yourself while you're playing.
Yeah, totally. That would hype me up.
Going up and high-fiving them all.
Yeah.
But you can take a photo. No, you can take a photo of yourself and then you get projected into the stand for $22 plus GST.
Oh, you get projected. It's not a cardboard cutout.
That's cheap.
Well, it's just a gimmick. I think it's cool.
Surely they determine what the avatar looks like. Like you can't just have you, you know what I mean?
No, you got to put in a photo. Like you got to send it in, a photo of yourself, full body.
What was that?
I'm going to spend a lot of money just getting like 1,000 of me print, like projected at this game. And it would just be so random.
That'd be awesome.
How good
Gabby
would that be?
In a swan's beanie, just like plastered all over the stands.
But everyone is different.
No, maybe we should do all three of us and then like just do across the park promo. Like,
yeah,
spend,
we can do
like,
that thing where
they're bucks like, just doing like,
you hold your shirt up and you can see the stomach and we've got like a cross on one stomach and the on someone else and park on someone else. All right. This is something to think about. So yes, NRL is starting. Who knows? I mean, next week it's going to be a lot easier for us to talk about it because a week will have passed. AFL is... Yes? No? Okay. June 11 seems to be the new kickoff date for the second round of the AFL. Richmond and Collingwood will kickstart the stalled season, followed by a clash between arch rivals Geelong and Hawthorn the following night. So they're going to release the AFL. Their plan is to release the fixture in 4-week blocks because they don't know how
really
what's going to happen. Yeah, so they do 4 weeks and see how what's going to happen. Like if people are getting sick or if we're going to start.
That's just a bit lazy. Do the whole season, like what? Just do 4 week blocks. Like it's either going to happen or it's not. Like put it all up, let everyone see it. It's like they can just make it up as they go along. Like someone's got the season, they've got it like hidden away. So why would you release it in 4 week blocks? That does not make sense. I'm AFL, sorry. Dumb.
Don't get angry at me. Okay. I think we've talked.
Heard it here first. AFL, dumb.
Yeah, that's pretty much the level of this show.
Oh, God. All right. Are we going to play a game?
Yep.
We're going to play a game. Gabby, did you want to do a game tonight?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't sound confident.
No, I'm doing it. Let's go.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Here Let's we go. Go. No, something about
just
this.
Say it now.
Oh, God.
Say it now.
If you know anything about NRL, you will know something about this.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
We have the best quiz names ever.
Whoopsie daisies. I don't know. I just make it up. We haven't used those in a while.
Oh, I All cannot right. wait to get back into the
Ladies
studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and boys, listen up, please. Yes. There is a delay, so you're going to have to be quiet. Bloody Zoom. All right, question number one. Nathan Cleary from the Panthers was breaking a social isolation law just recently. But what was the name of the TikTok dance he was performing for which he got the fine for?
What wow. the hell?
Social media video was all over the news. He was doing a dance routine that is very, very popular on TikTok with some lovely ladies that they then filmed and then put on social media for them, the world to see. And then obviously he got a massive fine. But this is a famous dance. And it's also a really famous song. So you'll know the song.
Yep. I think
you'll
I know
the song.
What?
Is it
the, up,
sing the song. I'll take
I'm
it.
I'm not looking up. Is it the game show theme tune we use? Got to be close.
Not close. Yeah, if anyone can guess any pop song.
No.
Popular music. Mick, that's
you. We should do TikTok. Should we do TikTok?
No, we shouldn't do TikTok. None of us are under 30.
True, but I'm on TikTok, so anyway.
That's because you're a cool kid.
Can anyone
you're
sing?
A cool
we,
kid.
I don't think we know the song. What is the song?
Okay, it was The Weeknd. So you know The Weeknd, surely. It was The Weeknd Dance Challenge.
Two easy three.
Dun 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 dun.
Catchy, yeah, real catchy.
Facebooks.
I was closest.
All right, question number two. This is really confusing. It's coming out of nowhere. But what city was Russell Crowe born in?
Well, he's a New Zealander, so
he's a Kiwi. Yes. Let's say Auckland.
Good.
Christchurch.
Yes. Good guess again. Incorrect. Both of you, Wellington, which means I'm winning so far.
Well done.
Question number three. The NRL Integrity Unit reported what in October last year? I'll repeat. The NRL Integrity Unit reported what in October last year?
Oh, God. October.
Could be anything.
This is fresh in the news. This is fresh in the news. So this has just come out today. What they've
Reported. Okay. So the Dally M.
Hot off the press. That was a huge clue. Far out.
Yeah, the Dally M was rigged. The coach of the year. Right? People are getting done for having information.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was suspicious
Alleged.
Betting activity. No, they got done. They were arrested today. So the NRL Integrity Units, they reported suspicious betting activity in last year's NRL Dally M Awards. And the two men have been arrested, a 29-year-old and a 31-year-old, for rigging.
Wow.
Who won Coach of the Year, Gabby? Gabby?
What?
Who won Coach of the Year?
Dally M.
Just goes to show that the rugby league is always just trying to find that next controversy. It's working hard. There's always something they can do to push it.
NRL is about juicy goss. It's about juicy goss. That's a juicy goss sport. I love it.
It sure is.
All right, that's the end of the show. Put it on, Gabby. Questions.
We love you. Stay sporty.
Yeah.
You're
good.
Rugby league's biggest fan with those four questions. I'm very impressed. Can you do it again next week?
Yeah,
did you
for sure.
Did you have more?
As long as it's gossy, you know, like juicy goss. That's it.
Gossy.
Oh, okay. Well, we did well.
I'll keep everyone hanging for next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Stay
Enjoy your 40. Football. Stay sporty. Bye, spy.
Bye.
Bye.